I'm Peter Bonner McNiss, and he is Chris Lang. And welcome to another of these regular property briefings. And a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Well, once again, it's certainly my pleasure.
Tell me, what sort of homework should investors undertake before purchasing a commercial property?
Well, I think in previous podcasts, I've emphasised the importance of carrying out the necessary research in order for you to uncover what has really been going on within the neighbourhood in relation to recent sales activity. Now, the reason for this is to establish what the appropriate price level is per square metre for each building, as well as finding out the current selling yield for similar properties. You see, this is all part of your initial prep work before you even begin looking for and reviewing properties of a specific type or those within your chosen location.
So, armed with that information, is there any reason for departing from what you deduce as being the current market yield?
Well, on the face of it, there is no apparent logic as to why you would accept a yield lower than what the market is currently indicating. Unless, of course, you were intending to occupy the property when the current lease expired, in which case the initial low rental is really of little or no importance to you. You see, you have a specific reason to purchase the property, and you may well be prepared to pay a premium even as the potential owner-occupier in order to secure that particular property, which ideally suits your purpose. Now, alternatively, you may already own one or more of the adjoining properties, which you have previously purchased at rather attractive rates, and therefore paying an above-market price to secure the final property to consolidate your overall holding will simply be averaged out across the other properties, and that would make the overall price per square metre fall more in line with the current market.
Are there any other reasons for accepting a lower passing yield?
Well, as you can appreciate, not every property represents such special value to the purchaser. More often, the reason for accepting an initial low yield will probably be that there is a pending review, rental review, to bring the rental in line with market level, or you have a strong tenant and a long lease and place some added value on having a secure cash flow going forward. Or maybe the property has some good upside with redevelopment potential, and there's only a short-term lease in place so you can quickly get access to that.
So going the other way, are there times when you can snare a higher passing yield?
Well, sometimes the remaining lease on the property may be short with no guarantee that the tenant will continue on when it expires. And to attract a buyer, that vendor needs to offer a higher yield as compensation. Therefore, despite the rental being appropriate, your passing yield may well end up being higher than usual because, as I said, in effect, you're being compensated for the lack of security in the cash flow. However, there are several other reasons why you might be able to obtain a higher passing yield, and that is that the property is what's called purpose-built and only suitable to a narrow range of alternative uses. Maybe the rental is above market and is likely to fall when the lease expires, or the building itself happens to be somewhat obsolete and would soon be in need of some upgrading or even replacement structurally. Perhaps the tenant could be considered financially weak, or even the property itself is currently occupied by a non-conforming use permit. So that means that when your tenants vacate, you can only replace them with others of a similar occupation.
And what type of uses are we talking about here?
Well, perhaps a couple of examples of this might be medical clinics or childcare centres, which are generally found within a residential zone, despite the buildings being used more like for commercial uses. And more often than not, the tenants are moving at the end of the lease, and the leases can be up to 8 to 10 years. But the reason they'll be moving out at the end of the lease would be to relocate into more modern buildings nearby, and thereby making it difficult for you to attract competing tenants to your property because of the immediate competition just round the corner of a long-established childcare centre or medical centre. And so it's important to the users to, when you're buying a property like this, is to seek advice from your consulting team to properly interpret the evidence you have available. Because what I find is that the medical centres and childcare centres often are bought by people that don't have a lot of experience. They might have a fair amount of money, and they feel comfortable with doctors and childcare, which seems to be the flavour of the month, as tenants, but don't think through the fact that you just, even though in some respects they are, look, if you walk into a medical clinic, it looks like any other office building, but the reality is you cannot replace it by any other use than that of a medical centre, and that thereby restricts your options going forward, and why I believe you would probably want a higher yield than a comparable office building appropriately zoned close by.
Well, we've covered a fair amount. Would you like to quickly recap?
Okay, well, the most important thing is that you don't simply accept every passing yield as reflecting the market when you're looking at comparable sales. Instead, you need to make sure that you look behind every sale to fully research whether, firstly, the rental was at market level, the tenant and the lease period were secure, and also whether or not there was some hidden potential for future development. So hopefully with that in mind, that provides a little more insight into the variances that can occur with selling yields and why you need to be careful in doing your analysis of each past sale to discover what's really going on behind the scenes. And of course, it really does help to have a good consulting team in place as well.
That's perfect. And thank you for all those insights.
Well, as I said, it's my pleasure.